The NBA Finals tipped off on Thursday night with LeBron James and the defending champion Miami Heat hosting the San Antonio Spurs after a 9-day hiatus in the wake of their 4-game sweep of the Memphis Grizzlies in the Western Conference Finals. The Spurs showed no signs of rust in Game 1. They topped Miami 92-88. Joining me now from Miami to discuss the series is Howard Beck, who covers the NBA for the New York Times. Howard, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
The Miami Heat entered Game 1 as heavy favorites, but the Spurs took away the home court advantage. They lead the series 1-0. What happened?
Tony Parker happened. He scored 10 points in the fourth quarter and was fantastic and hit one of the most amazing, unlikely circus shots after a circus possession, really. You know, it was funny because when someone asked LeBron in the press conference, hey, take us through that, and he says, really? You want me to? You're going to make me live that again? The other thing that happened was that the Heat, who are pretty precise in crunch time, generally speaking, and especially in playoff games, really kind of came apart.
LeBron James, meanwhile, put up 18 points. He had 18 rebounds and 10 assists as well. What does he have to do for Miami to win, even more than that?
He had a fabulous game in a lot of respects. It was a fairly quiet triple-double, I have to say. You know, 18, 18, and 10 is never anything to sniff at, and I think most nights that LeBron puts up numbers like that, the Heat are probably going to win. But it wasn't a dominant game, and they also just did not get enough from everyone else. Going 5 for 18 with 5 turnovers in the fourth quarter is not going to win too many games in the NBA Finals.
San Antonio forward Tim Duncan won his first NBA title back in 1999, his most recent championship in 2007, and now at the age of 37, he's 3 wins away from a 5th ring. How does he keep it up?
Tim Duncan's kept himself in fantastic shape and for the most part hasn't had the kind of serious injuries over the course of his career that might derail some of the great players. So credit him for keeping himself in great condition for the most part, but also just, again, having that great fundamental game that just has never gone away. And he's got great players around him.
All right, Howard, we've reached the point where I ask you the inevitable question. Do the Spurs keep it up and win their 5th championship, or does the Heat make it 2 in a row?
Well, I thought this series was a toss-up from the moment we knew what the series was, because I thought the Heat, they're not last year's Heat. Wade is dealing with a sore knee. So I wasn't, you know, so sure about the Heat, and I have a lot of faith in the Spurs in general and what they do, because they've always just been that kind of team that will not shoot themselves in the foot. So I picked the Spurs in 7 at the start. I clearly have no reason to change that pick. I do think we will see much more from the Heat to come. This will be a competitive series. I still see the Spurs winning this in 6 or 7.
Howard Beck covers the NBA for the New York Times. Howard, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.